Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Suraj Estate Developers Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. This call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Thomas, Whole-time Director, Suraj Estate Developers Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and I welcome all of you to our Q1 25 earnings conference call. Along with me, we have our CFO, Mr. Shripal Shah, Mr. Ashish Samal, our internal IR, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. I hope all of you have gone through our investor presentation uploaded on the exchange and our company website. India's economy continues to exhibit remarkable strength, maintaining its position as the world's fastest-growing major economy, with a projected GDP growth of 8.2% for 2023-24. Our nation is firmly on course to become one of the top three global economic powers within the next 10 to 15 years. The real estate sector is the second-largest employment provider after agriculture, plays a pivotal role in this economic narrative. By 2047, India's real estate market is expected to reach $5.8 trillion, with its GDP contribution anticipated to more than double from 7.3% to 15.5%. This impressive growth is largely driven by the residential segment, which accounts for nearly 80% of the sector and is poised for significant expansion due to the rapid urbanization and rising incomes. Mumbai, our primary market, continues to be at the forefront of this growth story. Ongoing infrastructure projects like the Mumbai Metro and the Coastal Road are enhancing citywide connectivity, creating a new real estate hotspot and boosting property values. Mumbai's vibrant lifestyle, excellent amenities, and prestigious addresses continue to attract luxury real estate investments. The MMR, the Mumbai Metropolitan Region, is acknowledged as one of India's most expansive and vibrant real estate markets. This market is buoyed by strong demand drivers such as substantial infrastructure advancements and increasing disposable income. Additionally, the pricing outlook for the region remains optimistic, underscoring the continued strength and growth potential of the MMR sector. Against this backdrop, I'm happy to report that Suraj Estate Developers has delivered another quarter of good performance. Our focus on the South Central Mumbai region, specializing in value luxury, luxury segments, and the commercial sector, has yielded impressive results. We are extremely pleased with our operational performance for the quarter. We recorded a pre-sales value of 140 crores, which was a 5.2% increase year-on-year. Realizations for the quarter were up 13%. We continue to focus on luxury and value luxury projects. For the quarter one of FY25, we had a robust revenue growth of 31% on a year-on-year basis. PAT for the quarter stood at 30 crores, which was a strong 107% growth year-on-year. The results aligned with our internal targets and expectations, reflecting our strategic efforts. We are consciously optimizing our cost of debt by refinancing high-cost debt during the quarter and repaying NCDs, resulting in an average cost of debt of 13%-13.5% going forward. We remain steadfast in our focus on the micro-market segment. Our total project pipeline currently encompasses 9 lakh sq ft. During the quarter, company wholly-owned subsidiary Iconic Property Developers Private Limited received building plan approval and commencement certificate in respect of the commercial project at Mahim West, having a carpet area of 1.06 lakh sq ft with an estimated GDV of 475 crores. Recently, a litigation with Dadar Sai Kirti Corporate Housing Society was settled. This settlement will provide for the construction of two proposed buildings on the property at Shivaji Park, with a sale potential of 74,000 sq ft and an estimated GDV of 350 crores. We also signed an agreement to sell additional area to be constructed to Clearing Corporation of India Limited, known as CCIL Bhavan. The sale covered an area of 22,410 square feet, valued at approximately 90 crores. Construction and receivables are expected to be completed and collected over the next 12 to 14 months. On the financial front, we have made significant strides in optimizing our capital structure. Iconic Property Developers Private Limited, a subsidiary of the company, previously issued high-cost non-convertible debentures worth 192 crores to India Housing Fund to acquire land and had already repaid 160 crores. The subsidiary has now redeemed the remaining 32 crores in NCDs along with an 18 crore redemption premium, totaling to 50 crores, marking the full and final repayment of the NCDs. Additionally, we have refinanced high-cost debt to the tune of 34 crores with a lower interest rate. The average cost of debt now stands between 13 to 13.5%, which will lead to an annual interest saving of approximately 65 to 70 crores. Debt as of June 24 stands at 352 crores as against 572 crores of June 24. Looking ahead, we are targeting a pre-sales of 850 crores for the current financial year with a plan to launch 7 new projects with a total GDV of 1,150 crores. Our expansion into the Bandra sub-market, where we received the first phase of approvals, and our continued focus on redevelopment projects under 33-7 and DCR 33-7B for society redevelopment, positions us for well for future growth. We are especially enthusiastic about the prospects in the Mumbai redevelopment sector, where over 19,000 properties exceed 50 years in age, and 16,000 of these are in dire need of redevelopment. Our proficiency in tenant settlement remains vital for realizing values in these projects. Talking about our ongoing sites, out of the 6 lakh square feet, we have already sold 5.17 lakh square feet and have collected 1,243 crores with a balance receivable of 787 crores to be collected. The unsold value of 0.93 lakh square feet from the ongoing sites has an estimated GDV of 500 crores. The sold and unsold receivables work out for a total of 1,287 crores from the ongoing portfolio, which is to be realized from FY25 to FY29. We have 18 upcoming projects with an estimated carpet area of 9 lakh square feet. 67% of this comprises of value luxury projects, 14% in the luxury projects, and 7 belong to the value luxury and a mix of luxury projects. The balance 12 is the commercial segment for sale. The total GDV from these upcoming 18 projects is estimated to be 5,000 crores. We are dedicated to transform Mumbai skyline, creating not merely structures but enriched lifestyle. Our unwavering commitment to quality, innovation, and customer satisfaction fuels our impact on the city's dynamic urban fabric. With this, I would like to hand over the call to our CFO, Shripal Shah, who will run you through the financial highlights.
Thanks, Rahul. Hello, everyone, and very good afternoon to everybody. I will now run you through the financial highlights for the quarter ended June 2024. On the operation front in quarter 1 FY25, in the residential segment, we have achieved pre-sales of 27,431 square feet versus 29,489 square feet in quarter 1 FY24, translating to a sales value of rupees 140 crores versus rupees 133 crores in quarter 1 FY24. Indicating a year-over-year growth of 5%. Collections from quarter 1 FY25 stood at rupees 71 crores versus rupees 69 crores in quarter 1 FY24. Talking about the financial performance, the total income for quarter 1 FY25 grew by 31% to rupees 134.6 crores versus rupees 102.8 crores in quarter 1 FY24. EBITDA for quarter 1 FY25 grew by 36% to rupees 64.2 crores versus rupees 47.1 crores and the operating margin stood at 47.7% versus 45.8% in quarter 1 FY25, an increase of 710 basis points. PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 30.1 crores versus rupees 14.5 crores in quarter 1 FY24, a growth of about 107.4% year over year. EBITDA margin expanded year over year on operational leverage benefits and lower other expenses and better sales mix, which has driven the EBITDA and PAT growth. Finance cost for quarter 1 FY25 included rupees 7 crore towards redemption premium, which is paid for the redemption of NCDs and which includes accrued interest of 11 crore in quarter 1 FY24. Thus aggregating to a sum of rupees 18 crore, which is paid in this quarter. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Just a small clarification, Rahul Thomas on the line again. Just on one of the points which we had discussed earlier, just to rephrase that. Additionally, we have refinanced high cost debt to the tune of 34 crores with lower interest. Therefore, the average cost of debt now stands between 13 to 13.5%, which will lead to an annual interest cost of 65 to 70. Earlier was said as a saving. So just going to rephrase that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pranav Srimal from PINC Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I had a couple of questions. Sir, first, as per our pre-sales target of 850 CR, we have already achieved 140 CR of the amount. So if my calculations are correct, we have to sell approximately 1.4 lakh square feet, approximately within that range, to achieve our 850 target. Would that be correct to assume? Hello?
Sorry, it was mute. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes. So, can you just rephrase your question again? Sorry.
Yeah. So, as for our target of 850 CR of pre-sales, we have already achieved 140 CR. So, sir, approximately we have to do approximate sale of around 1.4 to 1.3 lakh square feet to achieve our 850 target. Would that be correct to assume?
So, to answer your question, for the target 850 crore, from the residential segment, we have an estimate of 650 crore and 200 is expected from the commercial segment. Now, out of this 650, we have achieved 140, and with the robust pipeline of residential projects coming up in this second half of FY25, we expect to achieve that target very confidently. And also 200 crore commercial segment we have achieved, we have estimated.
Okay, and so right now in this 140 CR, can I get the split or this was completely residential?
It's completely residential, sir.
Okay, got it. It was completely residential. And do you see any improvement coming in the realization?
Sorry?
Do we see any improvement coming in the realization as the year goes on? And I think right now we are around 51,000. So do we see that improving?
We believe we will maintain that realization rate.
We will maintain the rate. Got it, sir. And one last question about the debt. So pretty much our debt has remained the same, Q on Q, almost very similar. So the debt refinancing that we have done, what would be the approximate savings that we will have on our bottom line in terms of interest savings?
So overall, we are estimating 65 to 70 crore for the annual interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see the last years, we have repaid high cost debt and, you know, by way of IPO and also from operational cash flows. So last year, the finance cost was around 139, against which we are expecting 65 to 70 for this year.
60 to 70 for this year.
Yeah.
Got it, sir. Okay. Thank you very much. And
the next question is on the line of Rishit Shah from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good afternoon and congrats on a good set of numbers. So, first question regarding the Bandra project. So, since we have already kind of received the approvals for the first phase, about that, what would be the size of the first phase that we are expecting to launch, and when can we expect this launch in Bandra?
So, as of now, we have got the approvals, the first phase of approvals. And we are looking at a launch, as I informed the last call, that we're looking at end of the financial year. It'll take that much time because we are consolidating our land parcels there as well. So it'll take time to the end of this financial year.
Okay, sure. And estimated size of the launch, I mean, in terms of square feet, if you can mention.
So, upcoming projects portfolio talks about the sizing of the Bandra project and the carpet area, the estimated carpet area. It is to the tune of 1.6 lakh square feet. That would be, so that would be roughly the size.
Sure. And secondly, the pipeline of 9 lakh square feet that we have, does that also include the new project in Dadar Shivaji Park?
Yes, yes, it does.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krish S. Bhatia from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Just one question from my side. How many projects do you envisage to launch in this financial year?
Sorry, you're not clear. Can you repeat again? Hi, could you repeat your question again? Sorry, we couldn't hear you.
I'm audible now?
Yes.
I just wanted to know how many projects you envisage to launch in this financial year?
This year we are targeting to launch the 7 projects. 6 are residential and 1 is in the commercial segment.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for this opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, absolutely, Sagar. Thank you.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask that in this budget, the finance minister spoke about transit-oriented development in projects near infrastructure projects. So since we have land parcels near upcoming metro stations, are we eligible for any additional FSI in these projects because of this TOD?
So there's a notification already come out for the transit-oriented development. And yes, we are eligible. But the fine-tuning of that policy is still not implemented in the BMC. But there is, yes, there is a notification out for the transit-oriented development.
Yeah, that's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So this 200 crore commercial property that we are going to launch, that will be launched in which that will be bought in which quarter?
So we've got the approvals, the IOD and CC. There are certain RERA formalities which are pending. Nowadays the RERA takes quite a long time to get the approvals for RERA registration. So that process is underway. So you can either get it either this quarter or latest next quarter.
Okay. All right. And of the 6 upcoming projects that are going to be launched in this financial year, what would be the total GDV of such 6 projects?
675 crores is the GDV of these 6 residential projects.
675 crores. All right. Noted. And I needed the OC status of the projects that are going to be delivered this year. That is Lojandra, Evi Maria, Nirvana. Can you please let me know the OC status of these 3 projects?
we will take it offline that part.
Okay, all right. And what would be the reported revenue and margin for the coming 2 years, FY 25-26?
So we are going to maintain our margins, which are there presently.
And any guidance on revenue?
Revenue we are targeting to maintain the same momentum going forward.
Achha, all right. Thank you for answers.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kalpesh Mehta from KSM Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. First of all, congratulations on excellent numbers. I just wanted to know what would be our current debt level and are we intending to pay all the debt from the operational revenue or we have some other source also in plan?
Sir, our debt is at our individual project level. So most of the debt will be prepaid from the project cash flows itself. So I think that would be the right way of looking at it.
Okay. And just one more question. So do we need any further capital to be raised for upcoming projects which we have announced?
Sir, there we have an enabling resolution for raising further capital. So there could be a possibility that we would be requiring that. But we have an enabling resolution already.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from My Temple Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand on the debt side, there are few more entities that we have. So is there any more redemption premium expected on that?
The entities which are there today are on. So there's no redemption premium expected.
Sorry, I lost you, sir. Could you please repeat?
The NCDs which are remaining today are coupon based. They are not zero coupon. So we are making payments on those.
Okay. So no more redemption premium can come.
Yes.
Okay. And is there a scope to further reduce our interest cost by replacing some more high-cost debt with low-cost debt, like how we've done in this quarter for 34 crores?
So presently, our weighted average cost of debt comes to around 13 to 35%. So we have already done that that part bit.
Okay, so this is the most optimized. So 13 to 13.5 is what we can factor in for a longer term basis as well, right?
Yeah. But for the new, if the project is at advanced stage, if we have opportunity to refinance, we will do that.
Okay. Got it. And in terms of our business development, how is the competitive intensity right now in the market, both for 33-7 projects as well as society redevelopment? And what is our BD pipeline? Like, how many projects are we planning to add each year?
So we already have 9 lakh square feet. So the first thing is to bring them into launch stage. So out of which we are already launching, as we said, 1,150 crores of launch this year itself. Having said that, we are also looking at certain BD and certain land parcels, giving some offers to certain societies which are quite lucrative. So that is a process on. But on a nutshell, we'll be looking at not immediately buying any new land. We are looking at basically bringing the 9 lakh square feet to launch pipeline stage.
Okay, and in 33-7, who are the competitors? Because I don't know if any other listed player is doing 33-7 projects. We've heard of society redevelopment, but who are the names that you compete with in 33-7?
In the listed space, I don't know of anyone who's doing 33-7, but I believe Keystone is doing something in Matunga under 33-7. That's the only name I know, but not many in the listed space.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Pranav Shrimal from PINC Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity once again. So just one question. Our collections seem to be a little low compared to some other players. If I could just throw some light, is it because of the projects we do or is it some operational thing? If you could just help me out, please.
So, to answer your question, a lot of sales are done in June month. So, you know, it is a quarterly overlap. So, these will come in the next quarter for sure.
So, next quarter they'll improve the collections
part? Yeah, we are expecting to improvement in the collection this particular second quarter.
Got it, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks once again for the opportunity. I wanted to know that since now we are a listed developer and we have a stronger balance sheet and ability to raise funds when we need, at what stage will we have a confidence of doing redevelopment projects like cluster projects? That's just the 33 projects that we are doing. At what stage you feel that we will be able to take big projects and have a larger revenue pool?
So some of the projects which we already have are eligible under cluster. So for a cluster redevelopment in the island city, it's 4,000 meters, and in the suburb, it's 6,000 meters. So in many of the cases, we can already go for cluster redevelopment in our existing portfolio itself.
And how much better margins we would be getting in cluster projects versus near 37 projects?
It again, it's not a one solution thing because it depends on the density of the project. So it depends project to project how dense the project is, because then you have a certain area sharing with MHADA. It's also, so you need to know how dense the project is and what is the sharing of MHADA. So it's a project to project basis. But I'm sure it'll, if it's a very dense project, just to give you a perspective, it will be definitely better than 33.7 because the FSI is more.
Got it. Thanks for that. Thanks a lot. Yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karan Mehra from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions. Sir, the luxury market has seen an uptick recently, and close to 67% of our portfolio is luxury. Does this mean we will be able to cross the 850 crore guidance?
We have the management with us again. Mr. Karan, please go on with your question.
Yeah. Sir, so my question was that the luxury market has seen an uptick recently, and close to 67% of our portfolio is luxury. So does this mean we will be able to cross the 850 crore guidance?
So just correct you, we are 67% is value luxury, which is 1 and 2 BHK homes between the size from the pricing of 1 to 3 crores. So just to clarify that, can you, if you have any other questions, we can answer.
Yeah. So, any thoughts on the Bandra market and the redevelopment there, since, you know, we have seen major competitors enter that market recently?
So, yes, Bandra is a competitive market, I think, but definitely the kind of product differentiation which we will be coming out with, I think will determine the differentiation factor. And, of course, us being a listed company and going there with our own brand would really create the difference. But we're quite confident that the product which we're offering will be different from the competition, and also the size of the land parcel.
Understood. And just one last question. How much will be the redemption premium for FY25?
There is no other redemption premium. All are coupon-based NCDs presently. We are paying coupon on a monthly basis.
Okay, understood. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks again. Sir, about this pilot project that we have, are we going to recognize entire revenue from this project in FY26 itself?
So the revenue recognition will be as per POCM, and by 26 we should recognize that, FY26.
By FY26, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from My Temple Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So just wanted to understand, so if a project gets tagged as a cluster, what is the benefit that we get?
The cluster gives you a higher FSI, so you will be eligible for 4 FSI. Vis-a-vis 3 under 33.7. Plus the fungible 35%.
Okay. So in Bandra, I think we are trying to aggregate land to get into this cluster thing, cluster scheme?
We already have the land eligible for a cluster, but we are still contemplating, as I told you, the density, and we are doing the workings internally. But we are eligible already for the Bandra land.
So there, because that is not 33.7, so what is the FSI that will be there in the Bandra project?
As I told you, the cluster will give us 4 FSI, but there's a sharing pattern with MADA. So we need to know how feasible it is, so that working is going on internally.
Okay, so even the Bandra project is under MADA. I thought that was a society redevelopment or a vacant land and not 33.7.
No, so when I say under MADA, if we go for cluster redevelopment, it is a private property, not MADA. MADA comes into picture only because you're going, if you decide to go with cluster redevelopment, you have to go to get your approvals from the high power committee and submit under that regulation. And if there is any sharing pattern, you have to share it with this MADA. So it's under 33.9. Under the DCR 33.9.
Okay, okay. Oh, got it. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take a next question, I would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ronald Sayoni from Sher Khan. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. And congratulations on good.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Ronald. Can you please get a bit closer to the mic?
Now I'm audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, congratulations on good numbers.
You go.
On this, 9 lakh square feet of about 5,000 crore, how are we placed, you know, in terms of how much land we have paid up? And then, you know, there would be requirement of around 2,000 to 2,500 crore. Considering your margins, so in terms of funding, like how would you be, you know, funding this over the next 3 to 4 years?
So broadly, the land is almost been paid off, so I don't see a big land payments to be made. And funding, it will be through internal accruals and through certain part through debt and obviously sales receivables. That would be the mix.
Debt and other receipts which you will be getting through. Okay, and on broadly, like you said, about 850 crore guidance is there for FY25. So over the longer term, say about 2 to 3 odd years, what kind of, you know, growth you are looking at in terms of pre-sales?
So I think we will, the idea is to scale up and increase our pre-sale numbers. But as of now, let's look in the guidance of 850 for this year. But of course, we are looking as a growing company and the kind of projects we're doing, we're definitely looking at scaling up that number as well.
Okay. And lastly, on the pre-sales with what you have been achieving, what kind of, you know, embedded operating margins there are in this pre-sales number?
So we will be maintaining the operating margins mentioned. Those will be in the range of 45% to 50% is there.
Okay, in this recent pre-sales also.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Sagar from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Am I audible?
Yeah, Sagar. Go ahead.
Yeah. We are seeing many developers talk about the benefits of doing the JDA model, joint development agreement with landowners. Whereas I believe in our case, we don't follow the JDA model. We do the outright purchase. So if I can share your thoughts behind, we prefer to do outright purchase doing the JDA.
So just to correct, we do certain cases, we have done JDA or you can call it development agreement model, where we do give certain areas to landlords. It's actually a case-to-case basis. But as a preference, we always prefer conveyance because, certain times you have an owner to deal with and then FSI goes up, instead of getting all into any complexities, we prefer to deal with as being an owner and then deal with the tenants from that strength standpoint.
Okay, so you don't believe in what the other developers talk about, that your ROE is higher in a JDA model versus outright purchase model?
No, we do case-to-case basis. There are a couple of sites where we have entered into a JDA, but our preference would be for a conveyance model.
Understood. Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks again. Sir, what would be the value of commercial property that we are going to launch this year? I missed that part.
The value of this would be around 475 crore estimated GDV.
475 crores. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. So I thank everyone and all our participants for attending this call, and we'll be happy to share any clarifications if anyone requires. And kindly get in touch with our SGA, our strategic growth advisors, our investor relations for any other queries. Thank you.
On behalf of Suraj Estate Developers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.